Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 叶童桥。坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 71.刚刚过完我们的六一，那我们今天继续来聊聊和钱有关的话题，怎么样花最少的钱取最大的利润？相信这是所有公司都所希望的事情。但是在英文当中，我们要怎么表达呢？在我们的口语当中啊，其实这个短语就应该叫做 more bang for the buck。buck 这个词我们之前讲过了，就是美元的意思。在这儿 ,ban 这个词一般解释为猛击，但是也有突然跃起或者是快感的意思。So, to get more bang for the buck, 就是尽量设法获得更多的利润或者价值。那举例来说，我要买一辆新车，看来看去，最后决定买一辆价格和其他同等汽车差不多，但是功能更多的汽车，这就是 more bang for the buck。很多人都喜欢精打细算买价廉物美的东西，其实呢这也是没有错的。接下来这个例句是一个人在说他是如何精打细算的，看一下是不是跟你有相同的地方呢？ The laundry detergent I bought cost me the same as other brands, but it's much better at getting my clothes clean. With every wash, I'm getting more bang for my buck. Next time, I'll have to buy the larger size.What is laundry detergent? Laundry, L-A-U-N-D-R-Y, detergent, D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T, 那指的是洗衣粉的意思。那整句话的意思说，我买的洗衣粉价格同其他品牌差不多，可是用这种洗衣粉洗衣服更干净，每洗一次我都能省钱，下次我得买大包装的。一说到洗衣粉，脑海里立刻出现了很多洗衣粉的广告啊。 Which brand that it comes up to your mind? 那大家能想到什么呢？ Anyway, let's listen to it one more time. The laundry detergent I bought costs the same as other brands, but it's much better at getting my clothes clean. With every wash, I'm getting more bang for my buck. Next time, I'll have to buy the larger size.
那说到省钱呢，有个人说他女儿最近做出了一个明智的决定，买了一所单幢房。
为什么说这是明智决定呢？我们来听一下他是怎么说的。 After years of living in an apartment, my daughter recently bought a house. While her monthly mortgage payment is higher than what her rent was, owning a home represents a better investment over time. She knows it's a lot more bang for the buck.
这位父亲说，女儿住了几年公寓，最近买了一栋房子，虽然她每月偿还的房屋贷款要比租金贵，但是从长远的角度来看，拥有一栋房子是更好的投资，她知道这样做会怎么样得到更大的回报。就像现在中国的房市一样，真的是非常的可怕了，对不对？尤其是北上广深的地方。
Anyway, let's listen to the sentence one more time. After years of living in an apartmentMy daughter recently bought a house. While her monthly mortgage payment is higher than what her rent was, owning a home represents a better investment over time. She knows it's a lot more bang for the buck.
OK, 那今天给大家举的例子就先到这儿。希望大家也可以通过 more bang for the buck 自己来尝试做一些相应的例句。More bang for the buck, 记住了。花最少的钱取最大的利润，大家都有什么好招呢？赶快来分享给 Jeffrey 一下吧。
Alright, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye bye guys.